Hello and welcome to Living Hip, a lifestyle brand and podcast which helps you own your life and live your best life. Hi, I'm Pam Geyer. I'm your host and I'm here to walk with you through this thing called life. Let's face it, life can be both messy and magical, and that's the fact. So why not grab hold of your life? Why not own it all? Why not design it in a way that suits you and not the world around you? It is time for you to rise up. It is time for you to step into your greatness. It is time for you to bring along the parts of you that you've been trying to run away from. So we're going to grab our vulnerabilities. We're going to grab our vision and we are going to go and live authentically and unapologetically. Let's do this. All right, let's go. This is Pam Geyer, and this episode is all about joy. It's all about joy. So joy, of course, you know, Living Hip is it's a brand, it's a spirit, it's a mindset, it's tracks to run on. And a big part of really you creating your hip life is understanding yourself, understanding what brings you joy. And joy, assuming joy is a big value for you. And certainly for me, you know, what brings me joy is a question I ask myself if I'm feeling off track, or it's just a reminder to stay in my own lane, meaning honor yourself, honor what brings you joy, and don't look around for what the example is with others. So this allows you to truly tap in to your knowing and honoring who you are and how you are. And also, I believe simple joys are opportunities to completely like redirect us into a positive mindset. So sometimes, you know, if I'm feeling overwhelmed with something, and we all do, right? It could be work-related, it could be personal, it could be a family situation, whatever it is, we always are being pulled at and distracted. And that's called life. It's just part of it, right? So as this is happening, it's important that we know about, and I call it our simple joys. It's important that we look for simple joys. So if we can get in tune with that and be present with that, it's going to add so much more joy to our lives. So I came up with this thing of actually blogged about it. I wrote a blog post at one point and, you know, the exercise. So this is a tool you can use and I welcome you to do this. I really encourage you to take time with either coffee, tea, or some sort of warm beverage, right? And sit when you can be by yourself, when you can have clarity and peace, and write out your joy list. And your joy list is unique to you. And this serves you in many ways. Number one, it helps you gain clarity on what actually brings you joy. This helps you curate a life you love. It needs to be true to you. It also helps framework a place of gratitude that, wow, okay, I just made this big list and these little simple things, wow, they bring me great joy. So it helps us shift out of the reactive or the, oh, this is, you know, the heaviness of that some things can bring in our lives. And it lets us feel the lightness and the simple joy. So it helps to do that. It helps to create that grateful mindset. And it also teaches us, and this is the big thing, this is what it's helped me to do. It teaches us to look for the simple joys. So, you know, when we are living hip, we are living with lenses. So picture these invisible glasses that see things, your rose-colored glasses, not really, but sort of. But you're able to to see the joy and to experience the joy and to simplify your life in a way where you're just like, okay, isn't this just brings me joy. And I love simple joys because simple joys, you know, simplicity brings so much joy. You know, joy is not about the big things in life. Sure. Do the big things bring us joy? Absolutely. But the big things aren't there all the time. They're not all of the story. It is the little things. It's the simple joys that pop out all day long, all day long. You are surrounded by simple joys. Are you even aware? Do you see them? Do you take them as gifts? Do you understand they're there for your enjoyment? Okay. So what I recommend that you do, as I shared, take your quiet time. This is a great exercise to gain clarity on what brings you joy. So create a joy list and some things that might be on your joy list. I bet your family, well, sometimes they don't bring you joy. I get that too, or your kids, but obviously they really bring you great joy. So maybe it's the people in your lives. Maybe it's the furry people in your lives. Maybe it's, you know, they're little things. Maybe, you know, what beverage do you love in the morning? I mean, I love my coffee. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Now, can I drink a ton every day? No. But I love that first morning cup and that brings me joy. And I'm actually focused on that as I'm having my coffee in the morning and I'm quiet. I actually think about that simple moment of breathing and enjoying my coffee and knowing and sitting in my morning space, meaning my morning routine, my magical mornings is just, I feel such joy and contentment. Love and the feeling of love brings me joy. Happy people bring me joy. Beautiful places and spaces bring me joy. My cockapoos, those furry little babies that cuddle up with me when I have my coffee every morning, bring me joy. The scenery in my home brings me joy. I love my places and spaces. Now, if there's a messy area or an area that I need to pick up, it does the opposite. So for me, I try and, you know, when I need to have that feeling, I try and just like create it, even if it's just a section I'm sitting that I feel that joy, the things around me, the pictures of the people I love, that brings me joy. The outdoors and nature, there's so much joy. It could just be the sun glowing. It could be the blue sky on a winter's day or on a summer's day, whatever it is that brings you joy. It could be the simplicity of a bird. I just spoke to two people just today and the other day that had a hummingbird come up to their window and work at the nectar. And they both shared that with me. And I'm like, oh, that's such a joyful moment. So those simple joys, whether it's birds, whether it's trees, whether it's flowers, whether it is, you know, the temperature of the wind and whatever it is, let it stir up that joy inside of you. So be looking for those things because the little things truly are the big things. Those are what matters. It's not about what we acquire. It is about the gifts we receive, the intangible ones, the beauty that surrounds us. I know for me, water's a big thing that brings, so I'm a beach person and I am very fortunate to live right by the beach. Like this was an intention. We set it, we created it, we lived it, we manifested it. So every day I get to walk down to the beach and just look at the glistening ocean and smell the, you know, the joy comes in all sorts of ways. It's the sights we see. Sometimes it's the beautiful scents. Sometimes it is just the feeling of laughter, of love, of kindness my simple joy, I get so much joy in being kind to others. I really do. It lifts my spirit even more. A smile to a stranger. This might sound corny to some of you, but if it really does, you're probably not my people. But some of you might feel that way. There's nothing better than bringing kindness out into the world. There's nothing better than sharing joy with someone else that sees the beautiful sunlight or the sun hitting the trees or whatever it is, joy. Going to a coffee shop, that brings me joy. Getting my pajamas on at night, I call it jammy up, that brings me joy. Sounds so crazy, but you know, to look through all these little life things that we do every day and to do so and move through them with joy is just a beautiful place to be in. And again, we're not always coming from a space of joy. I know in my life, I've been reactive. I have been like, oh, boom, this, I've got that, or overwhelmed or distracted or all of those things. And you know, that's real life and that happens. But the more we practice living in joy, choosing joy, finding simple joy, it brings abundance into our lives. It brings abundance. And that abundance, I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about the gift of fulfillment. I'm talking about the things that truly matter to you. I'm talking about looking at life and experiencing life in a way that suits you. Your simple joys. What else? What is on your list? Make your list. You might be mobile right now, but take some time in the next few days. And I always say in so many of my lessons and strategies, begin with a blank page of paper and write, what brings me joy at the top? Or it could just be joy list. And then you list out everything that brings you joy. And it might be some of the bigger things, and that's okay. Some big things do bring me joy. I love to go to the spa. Like that to me is like, oh, I just feel so good. Like the whole restoration and feeling and pampering and the scent, the scene, all of it. It's my juju. It's what fills me up. But that's a big thing. I'm not going to be having that simple joy every day or every hour. So there are some of the big things, but more importantly, there are the simple joys. You know, it could be a baby's cry. It doesn't even have to be my baby's, just a baby's cry. It could be, you know, seeing someone laugh. I know when my kids laugh, that brings me so much joy. Laughter alone brings me so much joy. And so I might look like a weirdo or silly, or I might be a little bit crazy, but I don't care because it brings me joy. So the whole point is you do you. You come up with your joy list. It's unique to you. Someone else might have some things on their list, but your list should not look like anyone else's. Because it's all about you. It's you being you, and it's you bringing that spirit out. Because when you're living in a place of joy, when you are joy filled, when you choose joy, when you appreciate the simple joys, you are working at a completely different level in vibration, and you're bringing that out into the world. So not only do we want this for you, it's going to make your life better. Simple joys make my life incredible. So it's not about the laundry that I need to do. It's about the flexible schedule that I have. It's not about, oh, I need to go grocery shopping. It's about, oh, I'm going to go pick out some really healthy food for myself and my husband or my family. We can flip things. And it doesn't always work, but having it as a foundational thing. You know, I see people will get online and complain, or, oh, I even saw one person recently, the Queen of England just died, which if you're listening to this, you know that by now. And, you know, everyone is honoring her online, which I love. Well deserved, a woman that devoted her whole life to service. And there was one person that came on, said something nice about her, but then went on to say, blah, 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 blah. It's like, come on, stop. So not only do we want to create this for ourselves, but we need to bring this out into the world more. Let's be the joy we want to see in the world. Let's share the joy we want to see in the world. So here is the best tip I can give you in not only creating joy in your life as your joy list, and then really being aware of it and practicing it, but your tip is to also bring it out into the world. Surround yourself with the people that are like you, that see the joy, that choose joy, that have that gift, that spirit, that energy. That's where we want to come from. That is what a hip life is all about. It's lifting each other up. It's looking for the good. It is believing in the best. It is a spirit and heart of gratitude. It is all about love. So in your day and in your own way, celebrate your simple joys. Look for how many you find each day. You'll be surprised. Even write them down if you want. You'll be so surprised of all the joy that surrounds you. Okay, so we are here to make our lives more joyful and to make the world a more joyful and better place. Let's do this. All right. Well, thanks guys for listening in to Living Hip. This is your host, Pam Geyer. I love that you're listening in and you're part of this movement. So Living Hip is a lifestyle brand. It's about you living the life that you desire and dealing with your discontents. It's a little bit of both, right? But beyond that, it's about women rising up, being better to themselves and being better to each other. Because I'm convinced when women take better care of themselves, show up as their authentic self unapologetically, and support each other in a positive way and build each other up, we will be unstoppable. And that is the movement. And I'm so glad you're here. So thanks for listening in. To learn more information about any courses or membership with Living Hip, you can go to my website. It is livinghip.com. Thanks.